Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I speak for the trees. Let them grow. Let them grow.
Happy Friday to all, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say, hey, how are you doing? Are you looking forward to the weekend? We hope you are, and we hope you're doing well. Hope you got something fun planned for the weekend, and you don't have to work. Get outside and enjoy the fresh air, the spring flowers, and the trees. What about the trees? We speak for the trees here on the Rockin' the Suburbs program, folks. We are today, anyway. We're going to speak about trees, anyway. Let's put it that way. Today is National Arbor Day, as you listen to this. And I thought I would put together a few songs about trees. About a month ago, we did a episode where we picked out five Irish albums for St. Patrick's Day. But today, we're going to pick out five songs about trees for Arbor Day. Before we do so, let me give you a little background that I learned about Arbor Day, and I did not know this at all. I totally thought Arbor Day was like Earth Day, kind of a holiday that started in the late 60s or the 70s, was, you know, something that sort of caught on or was instituted with the more modern environmental movement. I could not have been more wrong. The first Arbor Day, according to the source of all human knowledge, was held in a Spanish village, Mondonedo, and was organized by the mayor of that town in 1594. And they planted lime and horse chestnut trees. A humble granite marker and a bronze plaque recall the event. First modern Arbor Day was held in Spain as well. Villanueva de la Sierra, the village, launched in 1805 by the local priest with the enthusiastic support of the population. First American Arbor Day was originated by J. Sterling Morton of Nebraska City, Nebraska in 1872. 1 million trees, it was estimated, were planted in that year. Now, it looks like many different states and many different areas of the United States and the world hold Arbor Day at different times based on their tradition and all these kinds of things. So it's very much spread out. But for national purposes, I think it's one of the biggest holidays you get. Probably not. I don't think anybody gets off work for Arbor Day. But who knows? Maybe you do. If you work at the Nature Conservancy or something like that, maybe you get the day off and you can go plant trees. If anyone works at a place that gives you Arbor Day off, please get in touch with us and we will tell folks about that. So that was very eye-opening, at least from my perspective. So let's get on with the music now. I want to start with the first thing that popped into my head when I thought of this idea and when we started batting it around, and I batted it around to a couple people and got some fantastic responses. So there's many, many more, obviously, than five, and there could be, you know, all kinds of ways to do more with trees. You could do a radio show on Suburbs Radio, for example, if somebody wants to do a whole show on trees, that would be cool. Maybe a mulligan stew or something, or anybody who wants to take on that tree theme. I'm sure Bob Peterson would knock that out of the park as well. But the first band that popped into my head was a band that is associated with the Pacific Northwest scene, where they're big into trees, and the band is called The Screaming Trees. And I'm going to play a song for you called Cold Rain.
The language of the land and the sky that I survey. I'm reciting.
All right, folks, there it is off the 1987 album, Even If and Especially When. Screaming Trees were a great, great band, and I really liked them. That record was issued on the SST label in 1987, and just the guitars, the way they have sustainability and power, yet they're not overwhelming. There's a touch of psychedelia to the whole production. There's a touch of a dreaminess to it. There's also a sense of the vastness or that you think of when you think of a forest in the Pacific Northwest, and yet all rocks really, really hard. Really, really cool band. I reached out to some folks that I know and that are associated with the podcast, and they gave me some great selections. So there are three people that I want to highlight a song from. And I want to start with the aforementioned Bill Mulligan of Mulligan's Stew, which comes on Suburbs Radio, suburbsradio.com, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And he told me about a song called I Love the Trees by a band called Nomos, N-O-M-O-S. And let's cue that up right now.
I love the trees, the willow, the hazel, the apple tree, the blackthorn, the silver birch trees, standing in the moonlight, I love them all. I love their talk, their rustling, their sighing, and all the leaves shaking in the breeze, their crazy branches reaching for the sunlight. I love the trees, the oak, the chestnut tree, the apple tree, the blackthorn, the silver birch trees, standing in the moonlight. I love them all. I love a girl darker than the elder, and I love a girl fairer than the rose. Like I love the trees standing on the hillside when the cold wind blows.
All right, what do you guys think of that? That's spooky. That's got atmosphere. That really does. I'd never heard of the band before. Band from Cork, Ireland, and they played during the 1990s. It looks like they put out two records, I Won't Be Afraid Anymore on Solid Records in the year 1995, and then the one that I Love the Trees came from, a record called Set You Free from 1997. Really cool atmospheric. And it's got a tinge of that modern Irish sound that I really like, but not over glossy in a way. I definitely need to go and try to track down this whole album. Bill indicated it's a little tricky to find, so maybe he has a compact disc or something that we can start passing around. But it really, really sounds like some good stuff. Also reached out to one Jim Linehan. He came back, of course, as he always does, at that lovely musical brain with a whole bunch of stuff. And I don't want to get in trouble because I know that I played, some songs before where it was about Friday. I believe we did one of these where it was five songs for Friday or something like that. And I forgot to include The Cure. And I heard a lot from a lot of people about that omission. So I don't want to make the same mistake on this five show. And this is one Jim flagged up for me that I think is a really good shout. Here's The Cure doing A Forest.
Thank you.
right. Good stuff there. I think there's a lot of people who are probably pretty familiar with that tune. That's a rocking tune, man. Really, really great. And next up was intern Sam. He responded on this little thread we had about tree songs, and he suggested one that I had never heard before by KT Tunstall. This song is called Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. Let's discover it together.
2, 3, 4. Ooh.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere.
All right, good percolating stuff there. I like that. It's got a lot of that foot stomping, kind of hoe down, clap your hands, and get behind a cool tune, but with a cool story too. I like the lyrics and where they're taking you. Very cool. Thank you, intern Sam, very, very much for that suggestion. And as I said, there's a whole bunch. Once we started thinking about it, the floodgates, I guess, could easily open up. So we'll see if anyone expands on this idea and takes it to a radio show, or hey, if you want to make a podcast about tree songs and send it to us, you can do that. You can record it on your home recording audio equipment, and you can send it to rock@suburbspod.com, and we'll use that podcast. Yes, we will, because we love trees, and we love podcasts, and we love creations from our listeners. That's one of our big things. You don't have to go full Nicholas Nygaard's radio play, but if you would want to do that, that would be fantabulous. All right, folks, we're going to play out with a song that's always been one of my favorite songs by Superchunk. And we all like Superchunk around here, don't we? I think it's kind of right in our wheelhouse. We can be safe to say that that's a band that we can all get behind. And the song is from their appropriately titled album, I Hate Music. And it is a song called The Trees of Barcelona. And if you don't know it, it's one of my very favorite Superchunk songs. There's just something just so cool about it. And I love to listen to that one while driving around in the car or just walking outside. It's a great song. Brings back a clear memory of a night or a time spent there in the Catalan capital. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. I want everybody to finish up with this podcast. Get outside, plant a tree, or save a tree, or plant a sapling, or whatever you do to get more trees and more oxygen in the air, because today's Arbor Day, and that's your responsibility. That's your assignment for the weekend, folks. Get a tree planted, take a picture, send it to us if you can, and let us know. All right, with that, folks, we are going to sign off for this week. We will be back on Monday with a fresh pod for you to pop the top on. And until then, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
they say I'm old-fashioned and live in the past. But sometimes I think progress progresses too fast.